You're still malala. Don't become shikra from wine. So according, you see that there's a milo of drinking red wine. Red wine is better than white wine. So Rabbi Dosh Bam explains, of course, we're talking about here white wine, it's not so good. So in the case when you have red wine that's better than white wine, there is a milo of making kiddush on red wine over white wine. But sometimes you have a very chash of a white wine that's just as good or even better, then it will be mutter to use even that white wine also. Here it's talking about white wine that's not such good wine. Like Rashbam explains, we had before, Chmachavanya Nero, Ben Adainu Yain Borek, there wasn't such good wine we had before. So in such a case, there's a mila to use red wine. Then the Gemara says, Kankanim Bishorion, so that the Mishnah says, so the Mishnah said, if you buy wine like in that Mokum, you have to accept 10 beer barrels. So Mishnah says, Tony, we learn like this. Pitzus means noise. The barrels look nice. Umagufaros. And they're stopped, they're covered up on top. They have a good magufa, a good cover on top. So Hashbam explains, not that the barrels are really broken and bad wine. That you don't have to accept. Just means the barrels look nice. And they're closed on top, just wrapped in the beer, a little bit spoiled. The barrels are a little bit broken. So 10 of those barrels you have to accept in this place. Now the Mishnah says, Hamoicha yain lechaveiro, if somebody sells wine to his friend, fehechmetz, and then the wine becomes spoiled, becomes like vinegar. So ainu chayi bachriusai. It says the moicha is not chayi to pay him back for the money. Yeah, why? Because Mustam will say that the B'shas Mechir, when they sold it, it was called wine, it was not vinegar yet. Therefore, the sale was a good sale. V'yim yadua, but let's say we know for sure, sheyeinu machmitz, that this person's wine always becomes chametz. Then, harezim mekechtois, like we know for sure, it's the Mechir's fault, it's his bad wine, he shouldn't have sold such wine. That wine is called a mekechtois. The sale doesn't take place. V'yim omaloi, yayin mevusham, ani moichlecho. Let's say the seller sells though, tells you, I'm selling you yain mevushim, means wine that smells. It's yain mevushim, it smells. So Rashbam says, it means sheyiskayim geberach hameskayim. That's supposed to be wine that could stay a long time. So then the locker is, chayiv lahamid loy ad hatzeris. It has to be wine that could stay at least until atzeris, at least until like shruas. Because once it comes, like in the summertime, Tammuz, the heat could destroy that wine. So we just said, I'm selling a Yayim Avushim, it has to be good enough to stay at least until Atzeres, until Shavuos. What about V'yoshen? Let's say I'm telling you that I'm selling you old wine, that's Mishel Ishtak, it has to be last year's wine. What about Umiyushan? It's mashma real old wine. Then Michel Gimushanim. It has to be like from 2 years ago, and this is the third year, that type of wine, that's called Yayim Yushan, that's in the sale. Yes, now Gemara says like this. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanino, Loishonu Elo Bekankanim Lo Kayach, Loishonu Rash Rashbam says, Diyen Chai Bachu Yusai. When does the Mishnah say that the Moichar is not Chayef to pay him back? If the wine is spoiled, only if they put the wine into the barrel of the lakeach, the buyer's barrel. So then we can say it's like your barrel that caused it to spoil. Avu bekakanim the meicher, but if the wine is still in the barrel of the meicher, then omalei, then the buyer has the right to say, hochamnecho v'okakancho. Listen, this is your wine, it's your barrel, and therefore it's like yours that's spoiled. So it's a nekach toyah, then of course the meicher would be chayif to pay. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Mechlina says. Sumar says, V'chi kankanim d'moicha mahevei, so what? Why do I care if the wine right now is still in the barrel of the moicha? But mahevei, leimelei, let the moicha, let the seller say back to the buyer, lo yiboy l'chol yishuyei, you shouldn't have let the wine stayed? Like the reason why it's spoiled is because you let the wine stay a long time. Who asked you to let it stay? You should have drank it up, you should have used it, you should have changed it. So Lukitzar, the Meichas does the right to say, when I sold it to you, it was good wine, and now that it's spoiled, it's your tough luck. So Moshe says, Lord Tzricha, the case is talking about the Mishnah, to Yom Leila Makfer. that Lekeach said clearly, I'm buying this wine, Lamakfa means to use it slowly, to put it into my dishes, into my food. In other words, I don't plan to drink it up right away. So the Lekeach told clearly the Meicher, I'm buying it, Lamakfa, to use it, like slowly. So therefore, that's why Yossi says, it's only not a Mekach Tois, it was a Kankanim de Lekeach. But if it's in the Kankanim de Meicher, then it is a Mekach Tois. So Mori asked the question, O my duch good Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, liyuk melamas nis the mekakanim lakayach, what forced them to say the Mishnah is talking about an mekakanim a barrel of lakayach, or the yom lelamakfe? So Mori asked, O my duch good Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, liyuk melamas nis the mekakanim lakayach, that the Mishnah is only talking about, where it's not a mekach tois. If the wine was put into the buyer's barrel, and also you said, why are the Yomalei Lamakfe? Because the buyer said that he wants this wine for a long time. Why do you have to say the Mishnah is talking about that case? Let's say the Mishnah is talking about a normal case where you buy wine, you want to drink it right away. So then even if it's in the Meicher's barrel, still, it's not a Mekach Toys, because the Lekeach should have drank the wine right away. So my answer is, my Rav answers, Masni think she saw Masni Yarkash on the Mishnah. The Tony, it says, Im Yedua Sheyein Noi Machmitz, tells the Mishnah, if you know for sure that the Meicher's wine spoils, then how is the Mekach Tois? So the question is, Amai, why? Leimalei, let the Meicher say again, Lo Yibor Lecha Lishuyei. Like, even if it's normal that my wine spoils, like, pretty fast, but still, who asked you to leave it over? The mouth, you buy wine, mashma at that time, you should have drank it right away. So how come the Mishnah says, like, if it's normal for your wine to spoil, then it is a mekach tois. So that was his proof, elolav shmamina, this is the proof, the yomalei lamakfa, that the Mishnah is talking about again, where the buyer said clearly, I'm buying this wine for the purpose of lamakfa, to use it for a long time. Shmamina, that's the proof. So therefore, that's the way our Rabbi Yosef Echelina learned from our Mishnah, and that's what we say, it's not a mekach tois, it's only if it's in the Lekeach's barrels. But if it's still in the Meicher's barrels, then Tak and Lekeach has the right to say, it's your wine that's spoiled. I told you I wanted wine for a long time. Then Tak, it would be a Mekach Tois. The Mora says, O Pligit Rav Chiv Rav Yosef, Yagazan Rav Chiv Rav Yosef, Yom Rav Chiv by Yosef, Chamro by wine, Mazla de Morei Gorim. We always say no. Like whoever owns the wine right now, when we find it by you spoiled, it's your fault. Still learn the Mishnah Kapshuta, no matter what case it is. Whenever the Meicher gave over the wine to the Lekeach, and now we find it spoiled by the Lekeach, we say it's the Lekeach's fault, it's the buyer's fault. It's the owner of the wine at the time that caused it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yafkia yayin, boiget gever yoyer. And Amar Rav Mori, Haiman de Yoy, whoever becomes a Bagaivanik like, is a filu inshi beisei le mekabel. People in his own house will not be makabel what he says. Shem and the Pesach says, Geva Yoy v'lo yinuach. Mai v'lo yinovem, v'nova shaloi. And in his own house, people will not accept him. And Amar Rav Yudom Rav, kolam is goyer, betalash v'tam mechochem, eno tam mechochem, and mechnis nais v'mechita shalak rosh baruch hu. Somebody that wears the talus of a Talmud Chochem that dresses like a Talmud Chochem and really is not a Talmud Chochem, he will not be entered into the Mechitas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ksevach, it says over here, Lo'yinova, Ho'ksev Osem, Kel Nove Kodeshecha. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Make sure we continue on the next tape. Okay. Yeah, we'll hold the thought again. Daf Tzadik Chesam and Aleph. Again, real was a shallow. The Mishnah said, if again, the last Mishnah was that Hamoicha Yain Lachaveiro Vehechmitz is Einachay Vachrusa. If you sell wine to your friend, and then it comes out that the wine became sour, so the Moicha was free, he's not Chayat Pevi Achrusa. So Gemara first had one man, the Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chalina, so we're talking about only where the Lekeach, the one that bought the wine, right away poured the wine into his own barrel. So therefore we say it's not the Meicher's fault, but it's Lekeach's fault, therefore the Meicher, the seller, is potter. Then the Gemara said later, no, in the middle of the Gemara says, O Pligid Rabbi Chiyav Rabbi Yosef, that the first man, Rabbi Yosef, argues on Rabbi Chiyav Rabbi Yosef.
The Yomar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef says in the middle of Gemara here that chamra wine mazla demari gorim. It depends upon who owns the wine. If something goes wrong with the wine, you know who we blame? It's the owner. So therefore, if somebody sold you wine, and now by you, after a week or so, the wine becomes spoiled, it's like your fault. We say it's your wine that became spoiled. So that's Pshan the Mishnah. Shneim the Pesuk says, V'afki hayayin boiget gever yohir. The mashma that the wine itself, like, is going against, on a person that's your, that's a bagayv, that has haughtiness. So the kitza means wine goes bad if the person himself does bad. So the kitza wine goes after the owner. And Omer Rav Mori, Haiman Dioyer, someone that acts like haughtiness of Agaivanik, is Afilo Inish Shebesei Le Mikabel. The people in his own house won't even listen to him. If he acts like too high, even his own family won't respect him. Shinem Raposik says, Geva Yohir, a person that's a Yohir, a Bagaivanik, for lo yinov, like he won't have a place to live. My v'lo yinov, what does it mean he won't have a place to live? It means benovah shaloi, even in his own house, they won't respect him. And Omar Rabbi Yehuda, interesting. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, kol hamizgoye betalash otamachochem. Here, if somebody puts on a talash otamachochem, that means the guy is not really a chosher v'yid. And he puts on a bekeshech vase, he puts on special clothing to make himself look like a real chosher of a person. The aim of Talmud Chacham, like the person wears special clothing that a Talmud Chacham wears, and he's really not a Talmud Chacham, is a machnis senoise b'mechitzos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He won't be brought in, lost a lovoy, to the same mechitzos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that's like Big Bal Gaiva. Like, if you're not fit, if you're not really such a chashev of a person, don't go around dressing like that. It's not nice. If you're not that chashev, there's a special malbush, like the gedolim. The Rosh Hashivas, they wear special clothing. If you're not of that madrega, you should not wear that type of clothing. Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, v'lo yinove, you won't have a place to live. Or Ksiv Hosam, kel nove kotshecha. So if they say, like, people that, you know, bagayvniks, they won't become close to Hashem later. Omar Rova, Hayman dezoven le chavita de chamra. If somebody sells a barrel of wine, lechenveno, he sells a barrel of wine to the store. Like, you're the wholesaler, and you sell it to the retailer, you sell it to the store, he should sell the wine. Adaita lesvuya. Adash, you know that he sells it out, and he pays you mustoma after he sells out the barrel of wine. Like, you charge him, you know, $10 for the barrel of wine, and he, by selling it, he gets $15 selling it slowly. So, that's the deal you made. So, like, he'll pay you at the end, you know, like when he gets the $15, then he'll pay you the $10 that he owes you for the barrel. So, locher is vitokif. Now, let's say the barrel now got spoiled. In the middle, while the storekeeper is selling the wine, the barrel of wine became spoiled. Petokif, apalga, after only selling half of the barrel of wine, or yatilsa, or else after selling a third of the barrel of wine. So, dino the locher is the mekabel lemine. That the mekabel lemine, as Rashbam says, bahabayas kola hesit. The Balabas has to accept upon himself all the lost. Or could go into Loy Porsche Shliach, that the Shliach didn't do anything wrong. Ta'ainu Chenveni, in the case where the storekeeper didn't do anything wrong with it, so in other words, like the owner gives his barrel of wine to the storekeeper, and the storekeeper is like a Shliach for him to sell the wine, and then you pay the storekeeper for selling it. So if the barrel gets spoiled in between, the original owner loses out, like it's all his hefset. Yeah. That's called Yedinhu de Mekabel Leminei, that the owner has to take all responsibility if it went sour, so he has to pay like the chenveni anyway, even though he can't sell the rest of the barrel. V'layamon, this was only said Ella de Loishani v'Barza, that the storekeeper didn't change the barza. The barza, that's like the part where the notch where the wine comes out from. Like, he didn't play around with the wine. What? The spigot. He didn't play around with it. But if he played around with it and changed it, then loy,
then the owner has the right to say, it was your fault since you played around with it and changed a piece of the barrel here, maybe that's what caused it to spoil. Therefore, you have to pay me back anyway, even though it all got spoiled. And it's also we're talking about that didn't come yet, the day of the shuk. In other words, the storekeeper wasn't supposed to sold it, the whole thing yet. Like the special no market day, that's the day to really sell it. It didn't come that day yet. So the storekeeper didn't do anything wrong by not selling all the wine yet. Therefore, if a half of it got spoiled, it's not his fault. But if it came the day of the shuk, the market day, so in other words, then the storekeeper should have sold all the wine. And if he didn't sell all the wine, it's a little bit of his fault. So therefore, something got spoiled, he's achroi for it. Or else maybe he didn't watch the wine enough. He should have watched it. Yeah. If somebody accepted wine, I'm asked to take it to leparvota, devoil, to this special place. That's what we wanted to bring it to. You accepted wine to take it to a special place, like, and to sell it there. And before you got there, zol, the price went down. It's not worth anymore. The wine is not worth as much as the way it was supposed to. So dinahu de mekabalei, that the owner has to take back the loss. In other words, you only accepted like to work on this wine because you thought you'd make a good profit. But now that the price went down, the Rashbam says, "Dinu de mekabel, bal hayayin es kol azul." The owner has to accept now all the devaluation of the wine. The chivon tiyafilum hoykim miyad lahoyler rishus lemoichroy ashim gila parvoto dovel shofet linyizul namid b'shus lebal hayayin koi. In other words, you have a shliach here, like going to take your wine to some place, and he first has the right to sell your wine at that town. So before he reaches that town, it's still called the wine is brashus of the owner. Therefore, if the prices go down, the one that loses out is the owner. Because the person that took it to sell it, he has no right to sell it yet. He only has the right to sell it when he gets over there. So, that's called dinu de mekabalei. Iborlu, you have a question like this though. Heavy chola mai. Let's say we find out the wine, not that the price went down, but the wine became vinegar. The wine spoiled. Rashbam says, "Makme diyamtil hasam." Again, you accepted upon yourself to take somebody's wine to the next city and to sell it there. And before you got to that city, the wine became vinegar. So, my, whose responsibility is it? Omale Rav Hillel leRavashi ki heve de Rav Kana b'mubar Rav Kana omalon chola loy. That chola loy. If it's spoiled, then the region of Alabos. Claim of Rashbam says, Le mekabu balayayin kol hefsid. Then the owner does not take upon responsibility all the hespid, all the loss. V'yafagav the command yomulei, Le makvodami v'r l'shriya mishum demazel sheni abaylam gorim. So you have right to say, you know why this wine spoiled? Because of the second owner. Since I gave it over to you and you're the one that's supposed to sell it over there, like now it's in your reshus, it could be it's your fault. So therefore, if the price goes down, then the original owner loses out. But if the price doesn't go down, just that it became chola, it became vinegar, so then we have a right to say it's your fault. So therefore, you lose out. Odelay Krab Yosef Rechanina.